It's either you're on social media as a consumer or a producer. I realized there was more impact as a producer. Always, when I'm on a platform, figure out ways so I can educate, entertain, and empower. Most of the things I do it for myself. And I just realized, like, dang, other people benefit from it. So in order for me to style my life the way that brings me happiness and joy and peace, I need to know what I like. Most people don't know.
How do somebody go in a room and make an impact? Or how do you properly go network?
It has to work where it has to work.
Welcome to Circle of Greatness. I'm your host, Nehemiah Davis. And today, I got my guy. We've been rocking now probably almost 7-8 years. We call Mr. Document the Process, Fashion Killer, Mr. Get in the Room, Mr. Run the Plays. He got a play for everything. Like, if there's a play, he's done ran it. My guy, CEO Matty J. What's up, my boy?
We in here, man. Thanks to God, we in here.
Serial entrepreneur, bro. How many years now?
Oh, we in the game for like since 2006. I was selling candy in high school.
You ever have a job?
A little 1 week string, you know what I'm saying? I worked at Charlotte Russe, bro, for a week.
Okay.
And one day after, they had me wake up at 5, and I was like, yeah, I can't do this. Yeah. Because I was throwing parties at the same time. Yeah. Party ended at 3, and they wanted me at the mall at 5 a.m. I was like, yeah, this ain't gonna work out, so.
How old were you?
I peaced out all of that. 2009, I was 19. I was born in 1990.
So I'm 3 years older. So a 1 week sting.
1 week, man. It was cool, actually. It was real cool. I learned a lot in that 1 week. I learned about organization.
Yeah.
I learned about the importance of time management.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Customer support. Certain little aspects I actually enjoyed. Waking up on a specific time wasn't working for me, though.
What was the first business you said selling candy?
I was selling candy, man, in high school.
I mean, I think that was everybody almost hustle.
It sounded like it, man. Every time I say it, someone's like, oh, yeah, I used to sell candy.
CDs, candy. Man,
we did it at a high level, though, man.
Tell me
I
about
don't know
it.
If they had employees, though.
Oh, no. Tell me about the employee about play. The candy play with the employee. The employee play with the candy.
It got so crazy, man, that one, I ended up getting a new nickname. I got a moniker. I was called the Candy Man, literally. Yeah, that was my name in high school, the Candy Man, with a K. And it got so crazy that I needed help. But then I ended up getting suspended. I got suspended for selling candy. That sounds crazy.
Crazy.
I got suspended for selling candy once. And when my dad found out, that's what I was scared about. I wasn't scared about the dean, any type of detention. I was scared of my dad when he found out.
Yeah.
And luckily, it was actually so bad to him that he didn't get mad. Mm. It was that bad. And because he didn't react in the way that I thought he was going to react, I said, oh, no, maybe it ain't that bad because I ain't got no other way to make extra income. So I ran the play again.
Wow.
Hard head. Yeah. Stubborn.
Yeah.
Got suspended again. I got caught. I mean, how you not going to get caught? It's like selling drugs. How you? Right. It's going to be a time where you're going to get caught up.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing what you need to do. If you market it for real, market and branding for real, promoting for real, you're going to get caught sooner or later. And I got suspended a second time, and then I just had to quit. Luckily, I got caught like almost 3 months before graduation. So I know wasn't tripping because.
In 12th grade.
Yeah.
So you're old anyway.
I was a senior. I was out of there.
All right. See ya. Yeah. You went to college?
I got enrolled.
Okay.
For anybody who knows, in the Valley, there's a community college called Pierce College. So I got enrolled.
It's an online college.
Oh, no. That's probably a different
one. Okay. You said in the Valley. That's in Cali?
Yeah, Cali.
Exactly. All right, okay. All
right. Exactly. So I pulled up, but I never ever went to class. I was just used to being like the student area parlaying, networking, kicking. And then I found about the computer lab. So I started being a computer lab the entire day on MySpace.
Wow.
So designing MySpace profiles. And a lot of people don't know, I was an early influencer online from MySpace.
Yeah.
I had 80,000 followers on MySpace. There was a section on the MySpace profile called Top 8, right? Everybody remember that?
Yeah. Tom was one of them.
Tom was definitely one of them.
Yeah. You number two.
Yeah, exactly. I came up with the idea, and I don't curse, but I came up with the idea to have everybody.
You cursed then, though.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, yeah. I came up with the idea to create 8 profiles. One of the profiles will have the icon profile picture as an F. The other one will be a U, the other one C, K, T, O, P, 8. So when you add in my profiles, and you added those letters to your top eight, it'll say F top eight. It went viral. Wow. All these celebrities, they were tired of the pressure of putting different people in their top eight. Why not ain't on your top eight? So they added my because that's the only way you can put it on your profile if you added it.
Yeah.
So I got like 200,000 followers on MySpace overnight. It went viral.
There's literally
this,
overnight.
Overnight. There's this shit called Tila Tequila.
Yeah.
She was one of like the top influencers, and she added it to top eight and went crazy.
Yeah.
It went crazy.
Let me ask you this, and I don't want to fast forward too much, but.
Yeah.
Since I've known you, it seemed as if you have the ability to spot trends early and to just get on things before they actually pop. Case in point that I watched real time was Clubhouse.
Right.
You became the Clubhouse mayor. Like,
he
how
heard
many
about
followers?
It the same day.
Yeah, how many followers did you go? You were on that joint prior. I think everybody was spending about 5 to 8 hours a day. You might have was on. Your joint didn't turn 24/7. Off. How many followers you got in like 30 days, bro?
I don't know how what the time span was, but I ended up getting like 170,000.
Yeah,
because they added.
Well, how
me to
did
the profile.
You know that it was like,
bro?
It's just a gift. I feel like if people can understand trends and when they get in, like
right.
You understood a trend with MySpace,
right?
You understood right. Probably something with Instagram with
right.
All of these things. You
right.
You understand, but how do you think about it? Like, how was the? Because if you can understand trends, you could get paid. Because I could hop nice. In, grab something, and then milk it till it's dry and go to the next. It's like I'm looking for trends.
For sure.
Tell me
so
about that.
So I realized really early that social media, for you to really have, what is it? For you to really enjoy your time on social media, you got to run the three E's play. I'm going to say it like that.
Yeah.
It's either you're on social media as a consumer or a producer. And I realized there was more impact as a producer. But the question was, what am I going to produce?
Yeah.
So the three E's was, I'm either going to provide education, entertainment, or empowerment. But I came to the point where I'm like, why choose between the three? Why not just do all three?
Yeah.
Right? Cole says, why got to choose between this or that when I could do both? Right? So that was always my mindset. To always, when I'm on a platform, figure out ways so I can educate, entertain, and empower. So when... I don't know if you remember, I was doing the interview with David Shams, and you were there. I think you did your interview before me. And Shams was like, yo, y'all ever heard about Clubhouse?
Yeah.
And I think you was on it for a couple days.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I never heard of it. So I downloaded it right there. As soon as I downloaded it, I saw the value of it, where I see people in a room having a conversation, kicking, and I noticed the people that were in the room.
Yeah.
I saw Wallow in the room. I saw Jason Lee in the room. I saw all these different influencers all in one room, and I'm like, dang, somebody created an app where you're gathering influencers together and they're all having conversations. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what time it is. So once I got the opportunity to really, like, tap in, create my profile, my bio, I locked in, and I was just gaining followers to the point where I'm in the room adding value, empowering, educating, entertaining. And then it got so crazy where I was like, what can I do that's different from everybody else on the platform? And I realized that everybody was taking notes in Clubhouse, but nobody was the note taker.
Yeah.
I ran the volunteer play. I'll take the notes for everybody. And then I got to figure out a way to give the notes to everybody. So I was like, let me just create a domain name. Buy the domain name, clubhousenotes.com.
How many domains you got, bro?
I got a good 300.
Yeah, that's why I be careful about words I say, because
I already know.
Give me that.
Give me.
I was on the phone the other day. Now, I was on something. I say, I ain't saying this in front of Maddie. Man. He going, snatchies.
That's David. That's David running that play.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the domain names are digital real estate, bro.
100%.
That's how I treat it. It's like Monopoly.
It is.
You buy that domain name, put some land. That's your land. You
Yo,
put
my
the house
man
on it.
Shakira sold a domain to Russell Brunson for over $1 million.
See?
Paid $5,000 for it. Sales funnel.
People don't even know about that play.
Yeah.
You can literally buy somebody's domain name right now.
$5,000, bro. He sold it to Russell for
flip
at least $1 million.
Bro, the flip is crazy. It's just like real estate.
Yeah.
And people
that's
think,
a crazy flip, though.
And people think that you have to, they're like, some people have the idea, like, oh, dang, there's no more good domains left. No, you can buy the domain from somebody else and then flip it to somebody else, just like your old girl did. And I actually ran that play, too. So, yeah, I bought the domain name clubhousenotes.com. I started uploading the notes to the website, and after somebody was spending some good game on Clubhouse or inspiring somebody, I said, yo, just go to clubhousenotes.com, put in your email, it will send you the notes.
Were you manually taking notes or you had like a note?
Manual. I was manually taking my notes.
Let me ask you a question.
Notes for me too. So I wrote the notes for me, but the difference between most people is when they write notes for themselves, they keep it to themselves. Like I share my notes for everybody.
Yeah. That's what I did. Let me ask you this question. Note taker, someone taking notes could be looked at as a, you a note taker, dog? Like, like a flunky almost. I mean, like
you got the bar. I'll never forget your bar. Note takers what? Money makers.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But I'm saying like, but how do you, I feel like it's humility. It's like a sense of.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You get what I'm trying, like, sure. Maddie taking the notes. Sure. You're like, wait, Maddie J sure. is taking.
For sure.
Like, why would he do this?
For sure.
So, that's a whole nother mindset that I feel like you're in that concept. I got this concept. I call it serve your way to success. I
love it too.
It's the sense that you're serving. Now, again, I'm sure you're getting emails. I don't know if you're selling the notes, but you got to put yourself in a mindset of I'm willing to get. People probably was like, why is Maddie taking notes?
Right,
like,
right,
you got to almost not care that. What somebody exactly, got to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
So, I know how to identify character traits within tasks. And like you said, in order to run that task, you got to be able to exude and show humility.
Yeah.
And that's one of my core values is humility.
Yeah.
And so when I ran that play, the website got so popular and it was free. And even though it was collected emails, I didn't put that paywall or I don't put that paywall there. But people start donating anyway.
Wow.
Another opportunity sprang. Now people are getting these free notes, but they're still donating money. Now, okay, what am I going to do with the money now? I don't need it for myself. I created a campaign where I'm going to be donating money to small businesses. And that went crazy. Then the influence drove so high that Clubhouse founders and CEOs and the CMOs start to recognize what I got going on. Call me, got my number from Instagram, say we want to talk, let's have a meeting, called me, we set up a Zoom meeting, and now I'm integrated. I'm in the back end now.
Yeah.
The Clubhouse notes play turned into the relationship play with the C-suite execs.
Wow.
Crazy. To the point where I actually end up getting, by God's grace, equity in a Clubhouse.
Wow.
Crazy.
I was about to ask you where they went wrong at. They should have probably sold that thing when it was hotcakes.
I mean, yeah. It was super crazy at one point. But it leveled off.
That
now.
Was a pandemic, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Pandemic. People was in the crib.
Yeah, going crazy.
Like, I was sold that joint.
Bruh. Nah, I feel you.
So you got equity of?
Yeah, I got a little small little.
Dang.
Yeah. Like you said, serve your way to the top.
But that's crazy,
happened.
Though.
That's literally what happened. Yeah, most people pass over opportunities repeatedly. They got the poor mindset.
Yeah.
They say, well, I ain't about to do no notes. I ain't about to do this for free.
You know what else I say, Maddie? People miss out on an opportunity because a paycheck's not tied to it.
Yeah.
They don't even know. People look at me. You don't even know the amount of things I still do for free right now that no one gonna know. Because I see an opportunity.
Facts.
You see a paycheck. You are so short-minded
right.
that you only see this. And I'm looking at a year from now, five years from now, like, ooh. Bro.
Visionary play, man.
Yeah.
It works every time.
Yeah.
It works every time. That was that.
One other thing I want to ask you. This one, you brought Toro to the world.
Man, I'm going to tell the story,
they
too.
Owe you some equity, dog. Like, I'm talking about you made Toro, like, popular. I feel like in the African-American. I didn't know what a Toro was.
Right,
like,
right.
You went and got 50 zillion cars and all this stuff. Right. Like, what made you do that opportunity? I think you rented a car. And not that we're going in. I don't want nobody to think. We're not talking about how to get in a car rental game,
right,
y'all.
Right,
that's
right,
not that.
Right.
But I want to. Like, what I want people to catch is you move with a sense of speed on opportunities and you spot trends. Like, talk to me about that whole play.
For sure. So, it was at a point where most of the things I do it for myself. And I just realized, like, dang, other people benefit from this, off of this. So, with the cars, my Tesla Model S was just sitting at the crib, not being driven.
White joint, right?
Yeah, the white joint. Yeah. I'm like, what can I do to offset this $1,200 a month bill, liability? And my boy, Jacoby, coolest nerd ever, he was like, yo, remember, I've been renting my car on Relay Rides. It was called Relay Rides at the time.
Toro was called Relay Rides?
Right.
Okay.
I saw him one day. We were just chilling in Atlantic Station in the condo. He went downstairs to drop his keys off to his Camaro to somebody. He got a souped up Camaro. I'm like, why you give your keys to somebody? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm renting out. I'm making like $180. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
To rent out your car?
Yeah.
I'll never forget. Sticky note.
Yeah.
I put the sticky note. 3 years later, I'm running the same play. I make $900 profit the first month. The next month, I make $2,700 profit. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the play. So I got more cars. More cars. I leveraged my credit, got more cars. But I got to the point of teaching it because you and Marcus was on my head. I'll never forget. Yeah, yo, what's your, man, what you going to do with this too? Are you going to create this course? I'm like, man, I'll get to it. I kept on pushing it. And I'm going to say it to the camera. Listen. I kept on pushing this course creation for months until these knuckleheads called me and said, yo, man, if you don't create this course, we will. I said, what? You ain't about to do nothing, first off. Because both of y'all were going to be able to leverage. If I do what I need to do in that space, it'll, like, there's a term that all boats, like, rise together, like, when it comes to the tide.
Yeah.
So I realized, like, dang, this is really going to be needed. Marcus is in the credit space. After people get their credit done, what are they going to get? A house, event space, and a car. Situations like that. So I understood the mission, but I just wasn't motivated. Because most of our information was already documented and was already available for free. Just follow the Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. And that's what most people don't do. They don't treat their IG stories like to tell a story. They just post moments.
Yeah,
I've been telling stories using IG stories. So I wasn't really motivated. But when y'all said, we're going to make this course of you, though, I said, all right, say less, man. Yeah. I created an Instagram post. And I say, yo, I'm about to drop this course on this day. I'm accepting pre-sales for $1,200. I had like 12 people sign up. I didn't even create the course yet. And now I'm forced to create it because the income's now there and pre-sale 100%. Came in. A lot of people think that they need money to start something or they need the product to start something. The pre-sale play is crazy.
100%.
You paint the vision. You already have the track record. People trust you. People know you. People like you. You can drop things without even having the product created as long as you're transparent with that.
100%.
That's what happened. So now that I had their money, they Zelled it. I didn't even have no funnels up, no website, no nothing. I just collected the money via Zelle, Cash App. Send me the money via Zelle, Cash App. Now I'm manually doing everything. And that's another thing that I'm really good at. I don't wait to have perfect pictures, photography, perfect website up to do anything. I have no problem using whatever I have, whatever resources I have at that time, just to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
I worry about the details and technicalities later on.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. Got the first 12 students. We did our Zoom, recorded the Zoom, and that's my first module.
Yep, done.
It's already done.
Done.
Next week we meet again, second module.
Yeah.
So I'm building the program up based off of real-time education.
Yeah.
I already had the documents. I already had the receipts. I already had everything. So it made it simple. But this is how it really blew up. Pandemic, everybody realized the importance of education.
100%.
Entrepreneurship. They're like, 100%. Yo, I can't rely on these 9-to-5s no more. They get stuck in this house and like, yo, let me figure this out. And everybody had a little bit of cheddar, pendy pack on deck.
Yeah.
And they was invested, as we all know.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah.
And I got on Shan's podcast, told my story. We made $1.4 million a couple months off that one podcast.
Wow.
We killed it together. Then, because that podcast did well.
I never even heard of that.
Jeez. It went bonkers. Shout out to Dave. It went so well that other people were reaching out that had a podcast and they reached out, oh, yeah, we want you on our podcast, too. We want you on our play, too. We want you on our stage, too.
Yeah.
And by God's grace, it's to start lining up. Ran the play with Troy Rashad, EYL. Ran the play with Wallon Gilly, because Marcus. I'm on these different podcasts, because I don't like marketing for real.
Yeah.
I like real organic. I don't like doing the most. But that was the most organic way for me to build and generate income because all I had to do was have a conversation with my people.
Yeah.
Tell a story.
Yeah.
And the sales is flying in.
Yeah.
And it kept flying in because I kept it consistent. Every Monday, we was having a Zoom meeting, answering any questions, providing any resources, and it blew up.
Wow.
When you type, to the point where you type in Turo on YouTube, our interviews popped up first.
Wow.
It was a game changer.
Wow.
Super game changer.
Crazy. So it went from getting on there and you really went and got 50. How many cars you had?
Got 57.
57 at the height. That was crazy.
Yeah. It's actually
had a car lot. Like,
bro, I don't play. When I see a play works,
yeah.
We're going to scale it. And then once I teach it, I'm on to the next play. That's how I move.
I've never saw anyone document anything like that, bro, in my life. Before I want to get in the documentation process, I feel like I was looking at your social media the other day, and I felt like I don't know myself. Like you were talking about your character traits and all of these. Like I believe there's like for me, like I'm a great starter. I'm not the best finisher. That's why I hire finishers, right? I know that about myself. I'm a go-getter. Once I figure something out, I just go hard when I give it everything I got.
Right.
I'm not really a quitter. I'm a collaborator. I don't like confrontation. Mm-hmm. It's just certain things about me now. I don't know, but is there a sight or how do I really understand my character traits? Like, how am I supposed to do that?
Self-awareness, I think, is the greatest asset that anybody can have in mankind, first and foremost.
Yeah.
If I was the president of the United States, I would actually make it mandatory that every individual that was a citizen would do self-evaluation tests and things of that nature. People do it to the extent of knowing the zodiac sign, but not no real like hard questions of your life, your timeline. Just a timeline of when you were born to the time of the year to today and what happened. What happened when you were born? What happened when you was two? What happened when you were three? When you happened four? What significant things happened in your life? And most people don't do that. People think that documentaries are only for celebrities, Nobel Peace Prize winner, people who've done like extravagant things. That's not the case. I think every single individual needs to have a documentary. And when it comes to generational wealth, I think that's more important than passing down money. I'd rather pass down my life story, the lessons, over than me passing down a $10 million asset to my children. I mean, I'm going to run both, but if I was to choose, for sure, I'm passing down my life story, the lessons, and the blessings that happened in my life. Mm. And because I understood that, I'm like, how can I actually create a framework around this, though?
Yeah, walk me through the framework.
Right? Yeah. So I have an acronym called SPLASHED. I realize everything needs an acronym if you want it to stick. So SPLASHED is an acronym for knowing your story. So what we want to do is we want to document your story for every year.
SPLASHED don't stand for S.
SPLASHED.
But S isn't, you said story. Knowing your story is story. Is story. All right, I got it. All right,
you got to know your story.
Got you.
Your life story from birth to today. All the significant things. Bad breakups, first job ever, things of that nature. Mm. Then the second thing in the framework is knowing your personality trait.
Before I get to that part, so from beginning, you got to get some advice from other people about what happened. During some of
bro. My story is so crazy. I'm writing down, okay, I'm born in 1990. So I write down 1990, 91, 92, 93, all the way to 2000 and at the time, 2022. And I'm like, dang, I don't remember what happened in 1990. So it actually forced me to get on a call with who? My parents.
Yeah.
Now we're having dialogue, conversation. My dad, I pulled up to my dad. Now we're bonding on a whole nother level, unlocking memories. My dad pulled out a picture of me when I was a kid that I've never seen. Mind you, this is me. I've never seen a picture of me, a certain picture. He pulls out the picture, and then he pulls out the outfit that I was wearing in that picture. Yeah. It starts to unlock memory. I'm like, hold up. I low-key remember that day. Yeah. And then me remembering that moment allowed me to remember other moments and other moments. And then, oh, I remember that auntie. Let me call that auntie. So it became like a triggering effect to start remembering what happened in my life. So that's how I started populating that. By getting corroborating witnesses. When you watch documentaries, typically it's not the individual talking the most. It's usually somebody their friends, else. Family members, some of their best friends that grew up with them.
Wow.
Yeah, so I realized that in order for me to really know my story, I also need to find out from other people that was in my story.
Bro, because I forget. My homies be like, yo, remember when we did this? Bruh. I'm like, I do not.
See?
I need to curate them together and start.
Yes, that's what I did. You got to create that curation. So I populated my timeline, and I also documented all the cities I've been to, all the countries I've been to. I documented all these details. That's done. The S is done. Now I need to move to my personality traits. It's like, okay, how am I going to evaluate my personality? Because I've taken the 16 personalities. I've taken the, what's the other one?
Myers-Briggs
play. What's the other one David pushes?
You got ET one.
Yeah, I forgot. Disassessment.
Disassessment.
Yeah. I ran all those plays, right?
You got the love language thing.
Love language, bank code. So I ran all those plays, but then I'm like, let me
say that because I want to make sure I don't miss this.
Yeah.
Why am I going to do a documentary if I feel like I won't amount to a lot? What if somebody, I don't, like, oh, what man. If no one cares about, why am I doing, you saying everybody, but, everybody. Like somebody right now, somebody on my team, they're like, yo, we need to run a documentary on you, we need to do the story. I'm like, I don't think.
Yeah, I get you.
Where I am at, I'm like, I don't think people care that much. Right. No one gives a about me that much. In my mind, I'm like, right. to do a document, I need to go accomplish something else first. Right.
But
for someone that ain't doing anything, like
they think they don't, they're not worthy. They don't have.
So that's what I'm at. Why do you still do it?
Listen, bro, I'm a people's person, so I have conversations with anybody and everybody all the time.
I've been on crack my whole life, right? For 20 years, my uncle in the streets now, not in the streets. But I don't know if someone's going to go back and say, show me his story.
Like, that's the most amazing story ever. The time when you were on crack to the time you became on crack. And if a person.
Oh, he was the man when he wasn't on crack.
I want to see that story. That one of the. I'll tell you, one of the biggest, highest rated TV shows is a show called The Biggest Loser. And I asked myself, why is this one of the highest rated, highest view TV shows? It's because it has a key component that everybody loves to experience, is somebody's before and after.
Yeah.
Their before and after is a key piece.
Yeah.
If I can learn somebody's present situation, mm-hmm. learn their before, and then possibly learn what they have planned in the future, that's good entertainment because people love to see the ups and downs. Right? So same thing. Everybody on this earth has ups and downs. So that's why in our exercises for Splash, for the S, we actually have you rate each year that you were born 1 to 10. And it populates a graph that shows that your life literally has ups and downs. So for mine, people are like, oh, Maddie's always happy, always living life, da, 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 da. But you'll still see ups and downs. And they'll be like, dang, what happened at this year that you had a 5 out of 10? And that story is going to open their mind like, dang, I didn't know. And I say it in a way that's super entertaining, super educational, super empowering, and it captivates people. Every single person, I'm telling you this right now, has a story. Every single person has a story.
Yeah.
And if you know how to package that story, you now have intellectual property that you own that nobody else in the world can own. Mm. Nobody.
Yeah.
Right? So no matter what, if you are, I'm not even gonna, literally every single person, I'm not going to try to name different people in different industries. Literally every single person has a story. So, me understanding that, I made sure that S was first in the Splash. Then we moved to the P, the personality. So, for me to document my personality, I had to do research on all the different personality types. And that's all I did. I Googled, what are all the different personality types a human can have? Listen, there was about, 300 different personalities that are good, bad, and indifferent. And I went through each one. Funny. Humorous. Entertaining. Like, I just moved and slid everything that I felt like I was into my category. Mm. From positive traits that I had, neutral traits that I had, and negative traits that I had. I just moved them, slid them. And then I was done. I was like, okay, I'm learning about myself because there's some words that I didn't know what they meant. So I Googled it and I learned, dang, I'm learning more about myself. Oh, that's why I act a certain way. Mm. That's why I react a certain way. And I created that on that exercise. Then I moved on to the L, likes.
Lights.
Like, what do I like?
Likes. Okay, likes.
Yeah. Most people, they have a lifestyle that they didn't design themselves. They're just going through the motions.
Yeah.
For me, I think you need to style your life to have a happy lifestyle. So in order for me to style my life the way that brings me happiness and joy and peace, I need to know what I like.
100%.
Most people don't know. They think they know.
Yeah.
Or they think they know in the moment because it's happening, but they haven't curated that lifestyle for them. So what I did was I wrote down all my favorite movies that I like, my types of food that I like, ambiances, places, things, people, conversations, every detail category, I wrote down what I like in those categories. And I'm populating. I'm like, dang, I need to do this more. Oh, I forgot I used to do this all the time.
Yeah.
Then I also created my dislike list. Mm. It exposed me. I'm exposing myself here. Because as I'm populating my dislike, I'm realizing these dislikes are triggers. So if somebody does something on my dislike, it's going to trigger me to act a certain way. But if I'm more aware of the things I dislike, I can create security around it, or even better, ask myself why I dislike it and take it off the list. Mm. And realize that it's not the problem, it's me. For example, on my list I hated traveling. And I'm like, dang, why do I hate traveling? Came to realize that every time I used to travel and book my flights, it'll be last minute. I'll be running and racing to the terminal like you.
Yeah. Like me, sweating, for sure. Yeah.
Stressed out. You said on the video, you said, man, why am I like this? I started crying. Yeah. He said it was the thrill. Yeah, for me, thrill. It wasn't no thrill. I was pissed every time.
I do it every time. There's never a time I catch a flight and I know I'm going to make it. Every time I was like, ooh, it may not make this one. Every flight.
That's crazy. So I realized that I didn't like traveling because I just wasn't doing it right.
Yeah.
I wasn't preparing.
Yeah.
So I'm really big on accountability. I'm taking accountability and realize that it wasn't the airline's fault. It wasn't the travel's fault. It was my fault for lack of preparation. Mm-hmm. So I honed in on it. I embraced the fact that, dang, let me do some research on how I can prepare better. Even if it's a last minute play, how can I prepare better? So what I started doing is I took pictures of certain things I know I'm going to take on a trip. Mm-hmm. Took a picture. My undergarment set, jewelry, pants, shorts. Took a picture of it, so next time I got to take a last-minute trip, I already know exactly what I need.
Yeah.
Save me an hour. Mm. Right? I started looking into the Delta lounges. I didn't know I had access.
Yeah.
That changed the experience completely.
1,000%, bro.
So I start running all these plays. I'm like, dang, I should have been right. I have no problem showing up 2 hours early now because access to the lounge, my clothes is already prepared, everything's all set up. So because I evaluated myself on what I disliked, that realization allowed me to make the changes and then move that dislike to now I love traveling. Mm. And that influenced me to start going.
Listen to this episode, you probably understand having one source of income is too close to none. And as one of the wealthiest people in the world, Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money in your sleep, you will work until you die. With that being said, I am finally exposing the industry to this very unique, very secretive way to make money in real estate that no one is talking about. No, I'm not talking about wholesaling. No, I'm not talking about fix and flips. No, I'm not talking about rehabs, right? No, I'm not talking about flipping contracts. I'm talking about event spaces. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and show you for $300. I'm going to waive that $300 fee and give you access to my free masterclass where I'm going to show you how to find your own location. I'm going to show you how to fund your own location. I'm going to show you how to automate this entire process. The same process that I help hundreds and hundreds of people do, I'm now pulling back the curtains. I'm going to help you do the same thing. So what I want you to do right now, go to eventspacemasterclass.com right now. Go ahead and register. And as soon as you're done, go back to the episode. Once again, go to eventspacemasterclass.com. I will see you in our next class.
In Spain, North Korea. I said North Korea, South Korea. Yeah. We ain't going to North Korea. Facts. Dubai, Colombia, like all over the world because I now fixed the issue that I didn't even realize it was an issue.
Let me say this. So I was watching or reading something, and I think this is a powerful perspective. Instead of saying, I got to go, I get to go. Ooh.
Gratefulness is key.
I get to travel. There's somebody that wish they could get on the airplane, but they may can't walk and have nobody to help them.
That's a bar.
I got to take my kids to school. No, I get to take my kids to school because some kids may can't go to school because they aren't in position to go to school.
Facts.
So changing that one
little word will change your life. Oh, it makes sense.
Instead of got to, I get to.
I'm gonna run out.
I don't be feeling like always doing speaking engagements. I get to do them. What if I didn't have no voice box? You know what I'm saying?
Bruh.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense. I love it, bro.
Yeah.
So
we did the S, we did the P,
the L.
We did the likes.
A, another one of my favorites. If you really want to know your value, you got to know what you've done in the past, like your work. So A stands for abilities. What are your strengths for real?
Yeah.
And we determine our strengths based on the things that you've engaged in, the work that you've done. So for every year that you lived on this earth, what jobs have you had? What investments did you make? What gigs have you did? What things have you volunteered for? Make a list. So in 2006, selling candy. In 2009, I'm populating this list. I'm making my resume. My full life resume when it comes to my work.
Jesse Isler talk about that life resume too.
Bruh.
Yeah.
So I made this list, and then I start evaluating for each job I had, what skills did I pick up in those jobs? Most people would never do this, bro.
That's a fact.
You work at McDonald's. You're not working at a fast food company. You're working at the number one fast food company in the world.
Yeah.
You're working at a real estate company. You're working at a training job that can teach you the best systems in the world. You're not looking at it at the right angle at all. Walmart, same play. You're not looking at the right angle. But me, I'm like, yo, if I work at McDonald's for a month, oh, trust and believe, I'm gonna be picking up some game.
Yeah.
So it forced me to write down every skill that I picked up in each one of those jobs. I realized when I used to throw parties, the top parties in LA, I realized I learned sales. I learned how to build my charisma. I learned how to not let no's and people throwing my fly on the floor. Like, I know how to react to that, those things now that now are transferable skills to other things I'm doing. Mm. So when there's course creators and coaches today teaching people plays, they're not teaching the skills that they actually picked up that allowed them to run and play that happened 10 years ago. And they're telling the full story.
Right.
So with this abilities exercise, it allows you to tell the full story. Like, oh, so that's why Maddie documents all the time. Because in 2009, he was at a job explaining himself on what happened and nobody believed him. So he had to collect all these receipts. I'm now understanding what I've done. It's now increasing my value, my self-value. It's increasing my confidence, which is going to increase my posture. It's going to increase my evaluation when I'm trying to look for another gig. All those things, they end up coming together because of that one exercise. And then we got the, where we at? S, another S, scarce. I need a doctor.
Scarce, like scarcity.
No more so fears, like the things I'm scared of. Remember, I had to make this make sense on the acronym side. So my fears for every category in my life, from finances, health and wealth, family, relationship, whatever those categories are, I wrote down all the things I'm fearful for in those categories. Things that...
Bro, how long it take to write all this, bro?
Bro, it's a living document, so...
You're just constantly updating.
Updating it.
How much time should I spend a week on this document?
There's so many ways to run this play. You can run the do-it-yourself play. You can run the do-it-with-somebody play.
Who you do it with, an assistant or something?
I did it by myself, but I'm different. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, but I need help with mine.
Most people, they can sit on... They behind on the couch and allow somebody just to ask them the questions, and somebody can literally transcribe everything they're saying. It'll be done.
I need to do that.
That's the play you were going to run.
Yeah, I got to run that play.
You're going to say, all right, so when were you born? 1987, whatever the case.
And basically, that document I saw you put on Instagram, you could give me that document and then just have somebody.
Anybody will get it for the free ski.
Okay.
No paywall, no emails, run the play.
Yeah. And I'm only asking because it's like, the further I get away from this, I'm just forgetting more stuff.
I'm already know.
And I do so much in a given year, bro.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. If you wait until you're 60 and 70
it's over with.
To try to tell your story.
And then you got to go try to find all the people to help you up.
Bruh, listen, I try to activate people to run this play now by letting them know that the reason why you don't have a picture of your grandfather in your house, a picture you don't reason to have your great-great-grandfather in your house is because he ain't passed down their story. I walked to somebody's house.
I don't know nothing about my great-grandfather.
Listen, bro. I walked to somebody's house.
It's over with.
And big old mansion, right? Yeah, a picture of his great-grandfather. I said, who's that? He said, that's my great-grandfather. And he broke down the story. I'm like, dang. His grandfather passed down a legacy. It wasn't just money.
So my dad died in prison.
Yeah.
His dad died. I remember a story my mom used to tell me, like, yo, your dad and it was a hustle. Like, he couldn't see. He was driving blind while my dad was in the truck selling fish.
See?
I still don't understand how he was driving blind. I got to ask that question. But now that them two are gone, I can't go get those. I could go get whatever my mom may got, but I can't go
whole
get.
Story.
I'm missing a whole lot.
I need the deets with the receipts from all aspects.
Wow.
And time is now to do it. So, yeah. Jeez. So I didn't even think about the importance of running that play because you can get sick, people can pass and transition. There's so many reasons why.
Let me ask you this because I'm literally sitting here thinking about it. What if I send our camera team to Philly? I don't got to go. And it's my best friend I grew up with. Like, he remember when we first met, my sneakers, like, all the job. Like, I've done so many hustles, I forgot most of, like, they remember all of them. Like, so put a camera on him.
For sure.
Put a camera on, like, 10 people and just.
The questions lined up. Me and 19 were supposed to run this play, the documentary play. I guarantee that would be the greatest content that you'll ever have in your arsenal, ever, is your documentary. And you don't got to wait until you're 50, 60, 70.
I mean, I might go grab that in the next month or two to have it in the chamber.
In the chamber. Literally, that's what you need.
Because think about it, bro. That Kanye story, bro.
Bruh.
Like, how did he have all this footage, bro? Like, I'm talking about.
They was running the play. They've been running the play.
And then they had to store it somewhere. Like,
right. Dame ran the play. That's why we know about Dame's history, because he was a pioneer documenting that back behind the scenes in the entertainment industry. And Kanye,
let me ask you though, it costs though. Think about like maybe Kanye knew he's going, but to have a video team to be really documenting this, not your way, but with a camera,
yeah,
costs bread.
Yeah, if you want to do it with a cameraman, you don't gotta have a camera. You just, like you say, use your phone.
Yeah.
Just use your phone. Snap pictures. To be honest, you can have a documentary with no videos. You can have 12 pictures and paint a story from those 12 pictures, right? So there's so many ways to do it. So back to the acronym. We got scares. I'm breaking down all my scares. And then now that I know my scares are, I can now embrace it. I can now battle it, face my fears, and do what I need to do to overcome them. That's that piece. Then the beautiful thing about this document so far is you can choose to make this public. You can make it for your close friends, but now other people can know more of your story, more of your value, respect you more, understand you more, so you can elevate your relationships so you can win championships.
Yeah.
So after the S, we got H, habits. So same thing for categories. I need to document my current habits. And then ask myself, are my current habits aligned with what I'm trying to do for real? And if they're not, I need to change these habits up. It's that simple. Then I got the E. The E stands for environment.
Oh, it's splash, duh.
Yes,
with
sir.
ED. All right, yeah.
So environment, this exercise is funny.
So wait, where did scare come from? I don't, oh,
scares.
S.
Scares, yeah, splashed.
Okay. Oh, splat, got it. Okay. I'm like, what? I got it, done. Yeah.
Yeah, the E is environment. So with this exercise, I'm literally just like an NBA team, like a general GM. I'm writing down every role of a relationship that can exist in your life. From your auntie, business partner, brother, mother, cousin, best friend, associate, spouse, companion, enemy, challenger. I was about to drop the name so bad.
No, man.
Anyways, we're going to create the roles, right? We're going to list the roles and ask yourself who falls in those roles currently in your life. And after I fill out my roster, I'm like, okay, this is my circle right here. Then I got to evaluate my circle and ask myself, okay, these are the people I call my friends. I'm going to rate how they support me on a scale of 1 to 5.
Mm.
How they support me spiritually.
Wow.
Intellectually, financially, experientially, and these different categories. Right? And then I rate it. And I realized, dang. And not only am I rating them, I'm rating myself on how I'm supporting them as well. And I'm realizing, dang, I call this my person my friend, but we're not doing friendship activities.
Mm.
We're not fulfilling this role for real. So I have to have an option to correct it or realize that that person's just not my friend. They're more so a companion or an associate. Because a lot of people get a tendency of calling people the wrong roles. Mm-hmm. Just because I know you and I see you around doesn't make you my friend. And that's cool. There's nothing wrong with it. Just say, oh, yes, I know him. It's my associate. I know her. That's my associate. That's my companion. And that helped with that a lot, to help build the relationships and trade value. Because a lot of people ask the question, what do you bring to the table? They never actually sat down and evaluate what is there to offer and what is there to receive. So that exercise really opens up that door for that. And last but not least, the D, it stands for your doctrine. Every successful organization has a doctrine, or in other words, a core values. So I documented my core values. One of the books that really changed my life was recommended by Spectacular's girl, Jamie. And in that book.
What book is it?
Atomic Habits.
Yeah.
And Rocket Fuel. And what's the book with the visionary integrator?
Scaling Up.
Nah.
EOS.
The EOS, it talks about the EOS. And in that book.
That visionary integrators. Because that's all,
mind,
I'm
bro.
Just a visionary.
Bruh.
You really, gotta have an integrator.
Bruh. So that book really helped me realize that you're never going to create an ecosystem if you don't know your core values. Because that your core values are going to attract your peace. Yeah. And I realized my core values was honesty, transparency, spirituality, unity, and resourcefulness.
You should make a book of the system, bro.
Bruh. It's documented.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I do need help. I'll put that out there for somebody who wants to actually package it up in the form of an actual book that could be on shelves and stuff like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I need help with that. So, yeah, I document my...
It seemed like a life manual, though. Right. This ain't just a regular... You get what I'm trying?
It's a life setup, manual. For sure. It's the legacy
just plan. Like a trust.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This exactly. like the other part of a trust.
No, for sure. For sure.
This going the whole, yo, I be, this I going be, to archive somewhere.
I be thinking, I'm like, yo, people be going to therapy. I'm like, yo, how aren't therapists running this exercise? Like, this is all you, not all you need, but this is like the fundamental things you need yeah. to really help somebody.
And it'd be yo, even company. Dope if you could have this summarized versus somebody and see if y'all compatible. You get me?
Match.com, hit us up. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. now, compatibility.
Yeah, because that matters. Based on somebody's history. Because, you know, when people date and things like that, they only ask basic questions.
Yeah.
What's your birthday? What's your sign? What's your name? Where you
favorite
from?
Color.
What's your height? Like, that ain't really it. You know what I'm saying?
You got a new joint now that do your credit score.
Oh, not the credit score. Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy.
So if you, I want somebody with a 730. You got a 720.
Next time. That's crazy. I heard girls is doing that in the dating space, man. Don't ask me how I know. They checking and see if you pay the bill with a debit or credit card. Now,
wow.
I'm like, I ain't mad at it. Yeah. I ain't mad at it, but that's one of their qualifiers. That's
crazy.
Yeah. So that's the acronym, SPLASH.
Bro, that's much different what you talked about at my Dubai Mastermind. I feel like this was more in depth.
This was definitely way more like
that Dubai one was like crazy.
That was more so like making sure that you capture the moments of where you at and what you're doing, and then tell a story beyond. But this is really your personal development lock in framework. A must. I've
plus
never
the
seen
documentary
anything.
Though.
Plus, bro, you can turn this once you create this assets. You can turn it into a actual documentary, video documentary. You can turn it into your autobiography. You can now use the information that's in this document as content on your social media. I believe that you
somebody can go run a play with this. Like, oh, just crazy. Imagine you come to somebody the same way they come with the trust.
For sure.
Let me go to set up your life documentary. For sure.
That's the play. Yeah. We're going to partner up or actually formalize it. What's up? Yeah, we could do what's the deal, Seal?
Yeah. We what's definitely could deal? Do something like that. If y'all listen to this and want this done, because I want to see if it's some traction. We'll send a whole team, set you up to get it done. Oh, let us know.
Yeah, let's run.
Because I need this.
For sure.
Imagine, man. Like, when I really think about people who made it, like, bro, like, you made it, right? You don't got none of this documented.
Let's none.
This next year of your life. It's a heavy play, though.
Yes, it is.
And
we're
gonna put it all together for you. It's gonna be a complete documentary,
and it will change their life. Some dude was—I was in the gym at LA Fitness.
Then this will be good enough that you actually can show it like a movie.
Exactly, the book, movie, documentary, TV series, whatever the case might be. Same thing.
Wow.
So I was in LA Fitness, and this dude was like, "Hey, man, I get it all the time. What's the play? Like, he's looking for some type of play." I'm like, "Bro, let me see your phone real quick." So I look at his Instagram page, right? First, he hands me his phone. I look at his Instagram page, and then I go to Explore page, and I show him. If I tell you a play right now, you're not gonna run it. He said, "How you know?" I showed him his Explore page.
Mm-hmm. All shorties.
That's all I had to show.
Yeah.
I showed him Explore page. Then I went to his calendar, empty. I showed him the calendar. Then I showed him. I went to his YouTube app, history, last videos that he's watching all Red Pill videos with Andrew Tate. I'm like, bro, you're not even set up to run any plays that I'm gonna be sharing with you.
Wow.
And he realized at that very moment that it's not even the business development needs, he needs personal development. Mm-hmm. And you get personal development through one, again, self-awareness. And then after we get the self-awareness down packed, you'll realize what you actually want to do, what's actually going to bring you happiness, joy, and peace. You're going to get away from these distractions, and then you'll be primed and ready to run the play. A lot of people, once we got out of college, we didn't have no structure. The only reason that we graduated from first grade to second grade is because we had structure. As soon as they got out of college, it's free for all. Everybody's just doing things how they want to do it, when they want to do it, where they want to do it. So with that personal development framework, it creates more structure and then it elevates them to the point where they can start running these plays for real.
I want to know how to go in a room, make a difference. Like, you go in rooms, make connections. You're a playmaker, you call
it. Yeah, for sure.
How do somebody go in a room and make an impact, or how do you properly go network and build a relationship? You're building relationships in different verticals. You know, online, offline. You figure out the online, offline play. Most people only do the online.
Or just offline.
Work me through the combination of the online, offline
play. So how I did it was real simple. By God's grace, I happened to be in an industry that allows me to network just organically. I was a promoter, a party promoter. We will print out 10,000 flyers go to college campuses, high school campuses, the mall, pass out these flyers, and all these flyers would have my name on it, or have my picture on it, have my Instagram on it. And we'll do this every week. So off default, I'm getting notoriety and influence just because of the space I'm in, right? But most people don't capitalize on it. They don't turn that into any type of income or impact for real. Mm-hmm. They just become known as a promoter. Most dudes who want to be promoters, they're just doing it for the look, mm-hmm. for the women. I use that influence I had in the clubs to build relationships with the celebrities that we were booking. So we booked Soulja Boy. I'll walk up to Soulja Boy like, yo, who's doing your mixtape covers? Who's designing them? Trade, exchange contact. So I realized that there's something that he needed that I can provide. Mm. That's the first thing. So when I get in a room, I'm evaluating.
Always find out what you can provide.
For sure. So whether I ask them directly or I do my due diligence and find out, I know this person needs these things, certain things. And I know in business, every business owner needs graphic designs. Yeah. Right? So I actually learned how to do that, develop that skill. Most people don't develop skills that people need outside of their workspace.
Let me say this while you're saying that. So, and I want to help somebody here. And I don't mind. Just to be a disclaimer, like, come up to me. We take all the pictures. We do all of that. I'm good with all of that, right? But it's two things I want to talk about. So, one, a lot of times they come up to me, yo, bro, what do you need help with? I don't know. I got so much going on that you need to analyze.
Exactly.
What I got going on, where the gaps are, and you try to become the person that fulfill it.
For sure.
I've had so many people that come work with me off of they filled the gap that I didn't even know I needed.
For sure.
Young kid who used to do videography for me, Dalton, this dude would just send us footage, dog, clips. Like, so many, I'm like, bro, let me just hire you, dog. And
literally,
then he worked with us for like a year. Then he did all the Circle with CEO. But all it was value. Like, found something that, yo, you should use this.
For sure.
But most people ain't willing to do any of that extra stuff for whatever reason. So the first thing is you need to find a way when you're working, how can I add value to them instantly? Like, what can I do? And that's what I'd be thinking, like, how can I add value to this person? So I just wanted to really say that. And so when I go up to somebody, a celebrity, I never ask for no pick. There's nothing wrong with the pick. For me, first thing I'm asking is, how we can run a play.
Right.
Magic. Marcus booked Magic. Everybody went Magic for pictures. Hey, Magic, just want to see, man, what would it take for you to mentor us? Mm-hmm. He just gave him $250,000. This is the least I could do is ask
for sure. Matt,
I'm going to fly you out to Miami. I mean, excuse me, we'll fly you out to the Dodger Stadium. We're going to network, see what we can do to them. It hasn't happened yet. It'll happen. But I went right at the Steve Harvey on stage. How can you be my mentor in front of everybody? I do it right
in front
now.
Of everybody.
You know what I'm saying? Too. That's the play. Do it when other people hear it. You know what I'm saying? When ask a question where you got other people, because now you got almost you being held accountable.
Right.
So I don't know. I just wanted to say that for people, like, you need to identify when you got the opportunity with the person, get the pick. That's cool, but I got a question.
Yeah.
Can I work for you?
Yeah.
Can I intern for
you? Right.
Can I help do this? Can I have your email so I can send you that? You got a few seconds to take advantage of the opportunity.
On it.
People don't be on it.
Yeah, I get it, because they ain't being trained for real.
Yeah.
So and people are, they don't have the confidence. And the reason why they don't have the confidence is they ain't run a personal development play.
Yeah.
When you run that personal development play that we just talked about, the level of value that you have, a sense of value that you have for yourself, will never stop you from asking that question, from walking up to somebody. Because you know what you've done. You know what you've been through. You know how to move now.
Yeah.
So that's another reason. So when I get into these rooms, I'm already, one, I know what I can do because I documented it all.
Mm-hmm.
And because I always look at this document, I'm always aware of it. Because some people have done the work, they just forget. Dang, I forgot I used to do that. And because you forgot you used to do it, you didn't present it when it was time to run it.
Yeah.
And most people do end up doing that. So when I got into these rooms, like, in these clubs, I'm like, yo, let's take the picture, cool, the photo op, all that's cool to post on the Instagram. I'm like, oh, this the Brody. This the bro. Those pictures are cool. But let's figure out how we can get to work. So I did my due diligence and realized, okay, they need websites. They need flyers. Every business owner needs that. And I'll do it for free. And that's what I did. I was doing these websites and flyers for free. And they allowed me to keep my logo on their flyer. And Think about it. Game changer. They're putting out millions of these.
Yeah.
It went from 10,000 flyers on my own to now my name's being branded on millions of products that are being distributed throughout the world.
Flyer play. Bruh, crazy. That game over with, though, ain't it?
Crazy. Yeah. Then it attracted.
They still
Gucci
passing
Man.
Out flyers, though? Well, small
for
businesses,
sure.
They are.
For sure. For sure.
Not yeah. like the clubs and stuff.
For
like
sure. No, even still, for
yeah.
sure.
Okay, yeah. wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So I end up working with Soulja Boy. They led me to Gucci Man. They led me to Waka Flocka. They led me to Travis Porter. They led me to Travis Porter's manager. They led me to 2 Chainz. And then I end up doing business with 2 Chainz. We end up starting a product called the Davin Santa sweater in 2016. The first ever viral product on Instagram. We end up making $3 million in 30 days. Wow. So all these little plays, the networking plays, I cast the net.
$3 million in 30 days, and that's a long time ago.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
That's the play.
There's a huge opportunity, and I'm giving this to people, most people, to go work with influencers, celebrities. A lot of them don't have no merch.
Bro, their merch play is trash.
You go set up a merch with
bro.
Them and you
go crazy.
It don't even matter if you go 20% your way, 80% their way in exchange for promote. Like they do all the promotion and you do the fulfillment. Think about bro, Lil Uzi
crazy
with a brand for rock stars. Like just how many bro. People buying it? Bro. They ain't got no, I don't believe he doing merch. I can't say it. I don't think he got merch. But bro. There's so many of these individuals who don't got merch.
Bro, you talk about merch. What about digital products?
That's a whole.
I was just at a Burner Boy concert, bro. He had 20,000 people in there. If he just announced to go to a leak, sign up for $20 a month, you know how many people are signed up for it?
Over with. Good night. Unwritten. New release music first.
They used to have something called fan clubs before, like, and people used to like have a subscription for the fan club.
You know, Spec at his joint, he put his text number
Spec
up
ran
on
the play,
joint.
Of course.
Yeah, but he's a marketer.
Yeah, Spec ran the play.
Why don't people get this?
Bro, it's crazy.
I think they're getting so
bro,
much money, bro, that
I sat
it don't
in these
even
meetings,
matter.
Bro, I've actually sat in meetings. I invited you to one of the meetings with 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
And you saw what happened? What happened? Did he understand the play?
He's like, no. Nah.
He didn't get it.
It was a scam or something.
Bro, exactly. Not to shade tit. But
it wasn't no shade
just,
on that. It was
just in the line.
How, yeah.
But here, I'm telling you my experience. I've sat down with a lot of celebrities, bro. From How I Met Spec to even Kanye West. Sit down in rooms, sitting down, talking about, oh, you should be running this play. Oh, yeah, oh, that's cool. Oh, that's cool. Never run. I'm like, bro, this is an extra $20 million a month. Reoccurring, passive. It don't make no sense until I run into this. But yeah, but I also understand that not everything is God's will.
Call us. Like if y'all need help with that, please. I'm your guy. Do it for a lot of people,
bro. Yeah, but yeah, it is what
it
is.
I did that for so many regular, like when I say
regular
people like me
with no influence.
They got some, but I'm talking about not that
levels
influence they got.
That's for sure levels, bro. Selling out a stadium, 20,000 people in every city.
It's crazy.
It's a whole other level of influence, bro.
It's insane influence. Burner Boy, one of the biggest to do it.
For sure. Mm. So, yeah. I'm trying to plant these seeds. Hopefully, just one listens. Because when one listens, the case study's going to be crazy. And then everybody's going to realize they got to run the play, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bro, we're about to bring this to a close. But a couple years ago, I just saw you getting all this designer crap. You call it the clothes play. I got a question for you.
Closet play.
I got a couple questions around that.
Yeah.
David Shands talked about me so bad on this podcast.
Roasted
just
you,
saying
man.
I tried to get a style. I just started to dress
and it's
little
been
bit
up.
Better.
It's been up.
But my question is, I don't think you make more money if you look better.
Stop it, man.
I'm trying, like,
Stop
just
it.
Try to help me understand. Stop I don't believe it. With me wearing all black regular, me being fresh, I don't, what's the difference, bro? I don't see me generating more money.
Bro.
Tell me about
it. Based on what you're wearing is going to always influence the question, what do you do?
Okay.
Bro, that's the number one question I always get, no matter where I'm at. People don't even know who I am in the airport. They see me walking down the street.
So you say,
like,
that
yo, what
do? You do turn into cash?
It turns into me telling you my value.
Okay.
And letting them know what the plays I run in, how they can get access, and how the relationship gets built. Every single time, bro.
So it's more so you're fresh for a relationship play.
Always. Everything I do is for a relationship.
But I could build a relationship not fresh.
Yes, you can.
We built one like that. You were my homie, and I look like a bum when I met you, probably.
No, but we had the opportunity, because not everybody gets this opportunity. We had the opportunity for me to not just open up the book, but read the chapters, too. People say don't judge a book by its covers. You judge books by its cover. I judge the Netflix that I watch by its cover. I watch the movies I select by its cover.
That's a fact.
But sometimes, they don't have the opportunity to open the book. With me and you, I got the chance to open the book. I'm like, oh, yeah, this book good. Yeah. Right? I don't care what the cover look like. But in the situation for most is they weren't even interested because the cover wasn't intriguing enough or attractive enough. So that's the situation on that.
But then weren't you starting a service where you could just come rent the clothes?
Yeah, yeah. Bro, I spent way too much money. I can say that right now. Because yeah. I only...
Hundreds of thousands.
Listen, I was in Louis, Gucci, Dior, Fendi, Prada 3 times a week. For the relationships. I knew to play. Build relationships, genuine relationships with the sales advisors, which will then lead into higher management, higher levels. I start getting flown out to Paris, Miami. I got flown out to LA based on the relationship on these designer clothes I was buying. I was getting my return on my investment, bro.
Yeah.
Because there's certain people that you're going to meet in these stores. I'm going to meet people like you, right? People who have other, who have influence, who got things going on. And I've been in so many situations where I network with other shoppers in these stores and I did business with them. Got my money back. But I still had a bunch of clothes that I'm no longer wearing. So I have to do something with it. I was like, what can I do with these clothes? Duh. I already ran the condo rental play. I already ran the car rental play. So I'm already familiar with rental space. Peer-to-peer rental space. I'm like, can I rent out my clothes? Yeah, duh. I rented out a tuxedo before. So why can't I rent out these clothes? Mm. So that's what I did. Wow. I had my boy.
I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, definitely for sure.
Renting out a tuxedo.
For sure. I had Milton. He organizes everything in my house.
That boy's an organizer.
Oh, yeah, sure. So you already know about Milton. Like, he's not a cleaner. He's an organizer. So he organized and took pictures of every item I had. The shorts, pants, shoes, hats, glasses, jackets, sweaters, and organized and took pictures. Now I got a database of my assets. These clothes are assets. This jacket I'm wearing right now costs $6,000, bro. $6,000 jacket, I'm going to wear it 3-4 times probably. Now, after I'm done wearing it, what am I going to do with it? I can sell this type of item. I can sell it in the market, back in the market for about $3,500, $4,000. Or I can rent it out for $200 a day to a rising artist that's about to shoot a video. Mm. I already knew that was the play. So that's what I did. I set it up. After I took pictures, I sent out the file of my closet to stylists and influencer managers.
Wow.
So whenever these artists that you are client that have clients of you need a clothes, send them a link and tell them what they want. And I'll rent it out to you for 10% of what I bought it for retail. Mm. That was the business model. So I have people on subscription right now that pay me $12 a month to get access to the closet. Bro, I'm turning these liabilities into assets. My condos, the whips, the trips, and the drips. That's what we're going to run that play for sure.
Yo, you just got all type of crap, bro.
Bro, wow. Everything's a play, man.
Everything's a play.
Everything's a play.
That's good, bro. So, man, y'all, let them know where they could tap in with you, Maddie.
You can phenomenal find episode. CEO Maddie J on Instagram at that moniker, at CEO Maddie J. And from there, you'll be directed to anything else I got going on, which is like my website, comedia.com, and we'll just stick to there.
Listen, y'all, it was a phenomenal episode.
Yes, sir.
Show, excuse me. I'm about to go start documenting. I said that in Dubai, but I'm about to take this serious. I'm about to just...
It's on record.
Yeah, I'm about to document.
It's on record. We're going to run this documentary.
I'm about to sit down and write the 10, 15 people I'm going to do in Philly. Do I got to be there?
No. That's the beautiful thing about it. You leverage your resources.
With the questions.
Just done. Questions. I got them already written up.
All right, y'all. Let's get to it. We'll see you guys on the next show. Let's go.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in this episode. I hope you're getting extreme amount of value. I want you to go ahead and comment below. Share with me your biggest takeaway. In addition to that, my number one goal is for me to be able to grow all of my social platforms so I can give you info, insight, strategy, and gain from every platform there is. So take a minute to follow me on Instagram at Neil DeViso. Same exact name on Twitter. Same exact name on TikTok. And follow me on LinkedIn at Nehemiah Davis. I would love for you to be able to be tuned into my article and everything that I drop relating to helping you get to that next level in your life. Tune in.